Mao has a round face with eyes behind rectangular wire-frame glasses. Since graduating, he has been living with his parents, who emigrated from China when Mao was 8 years old. His mother is a manicurist. His father is a physical therapist's aide. Lately, Mao has been making the familiar hour-and-a-half ride from Flushing to downtown Manhattan to tutor a white Stuyvesant freshman. The entrance to Stuyvesant, one of the most competitive public high schools in the country, is determined solely by performance on a test. The top 3.7% of all New York City students who take the specialized high school's admissions test, hoping to go to Stuyvesant, are accepted. There are no set-asides for the underprivileged, or conversely for alumni or other privileged groups. There is no formula to encourage diversity or any nebulous concept of well-roundedness or character. Here we have something like pure meritocracy. This is what it looks like. Asian Americans, who make up 12.6% of New York City, make up 72% of the high school. This year, 569 Asian Americans scored high enough to earn a slot at Stuyvesant, along with the 179 whites, 13 Hispanics, and 12 blacks. Such dramatic overrepresentation and what it may be read to imply about the intelligence of different groups of New Yorkers has a way of making people uneasy. But intrinsic intelligence, of course, is precisely what Asians don't believe in. They believe, and have proved, that the constant practice of test-taking will improve the scores of whoever commits to it. All throughout Flushing, as well as in Bayside, one can find cram schools or storefront academies that drill students into test preparation after school, on weekends, and during summer break. Learning math is not about learning math, an instructor at one called Ivy Prep was quoted in the New York Times as saying. It's about weightlifting. You are pumping the iron of math. Mao puts it more specifically. You learn quite simply to nail any standardized test you take.